you're very welcome to Ars to Protect with me, John Morley. Coming up on the programme today, we're speaking with Elaine Nevin, the National Director of Eco-UNESCO, about their Young Environmentalist Awards, which are open for applications for 2024. If you want to get a comment into the programme, you can do it on our text and WhatsApp line. That's 086 38 33 553. Phone reception on 0917 70 77. Email arsprotect@goibfm.ie. If you want more information on this initiative by Commissioner Naman and the IBI, go on to arsprotect.ie, where you can take the carbon footprint calculator and also complete a very quick survey. All that plus lots of more coming up on this week's episode of Ars to Protect. And a very good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme. I'm delighted to say I'm joined online by Elaine Nevin, the National Director of Eco-UNESCO. Elaine, it's a very important issue, this, and I suppose you might just talk us about your call for entries from young people in Galway for the Young Environmentalist Awards 2024.
Yeah, and thanks very much for having me on this morning. We have a call out at the moment for our Young Environmentalist Awards programme. So Young Environmentalist Awards is run by Eco-UNESCO. We're an environmental education and youth organisation, and we're all about, getting young people involved in environmental action at a local level and building environmental awareness through environmental education in young people. And so our Young Environmentalist Awards were 25 years, celebrating 25 years of the Young Environmentalist Awards this year. And we've had, I suppose, a great track record over the years of projects coming from Galway being involved in Young Environmentalist Awards. And we have a call out at the moment trying to encourage as many young people as possible all over Galway, all over Ireland, to get involved in our Young Environmentalist Awards programme. As I said, it's all about young people taking action. They do project-based or an action project at a local level. Often they'll do it, get involved in the project through transition year or in secondary school, but also as part of a community group or their youth group, or maybe as part of scouts or guides or the GAA clubs. And if they have an interest in an environmental issue, they can just come together as a group and develop, I suppose, select an issue that's of concern to them, and basically carry out a project and put that project into action, and then raise awareness with their peers and then in their local community as well. So really excited about, as I said, 25 years of Young Environmentalist Awards this year. Young people can do projects under a range of categories. We have waste, energy, biodiversity, water, climate, but also things like eco-community development, or if someone is particularly interested in art and design, looking at eco-art and design, or they might be interested in enterprise and creating maybe some type of an enterprise from an environmental solution. And we have an eco-innovation category as well.
Absolutely. And I know that some of the students that have been involved in previous years, I actually spoke to St. Gerard's myself, they had an initiative where they wanted a good transport plan in the Tuam area. So it can be very small things up to very big and grander schemes as well that they can submit.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, I met with the group from St. Gerard's as well when we did our Galway, we did our EcoDen, which is our regional judging for Young Environmentalist Awards. We did it down in UIG just earlier on this year, but I met with the group from St. Gerard's, and that was a very ambitious project, as you said, where they were looking at, I suppose, the transport system in the local town and how you could make it easier, I suppose, for people to cycle in the local area as well. And I know they've gotten in touch with their local councillor. So absolutely, that's an example of where the group in the school did something and looked at the local town and then went to the council, and that's kind of looking externally, and we always encourage those type of projects. But there also, as you said, you could have much smaller projects as well. I mean, we've had, projects where young people create wildflower gardens within their local school, and that's something that's easier probably to do, or that it can do seed bombs and put those out. But that's all about, encouraging biodiversity and encouraging bees and pollinators in the local area. And that is also really, really important. We'd have projects on waste, for example. They might be looking at trying to encourage more recycling, for example. We imagine, I suppose, that everyone knows what recycling is and does it. maybe this weather, but it's probably not the case. It needs to be reinforced continuously and consistently. And you're finding that within schools and within groups, young people are setting up those sort of projects as well. They might do things like nature trails, and that can be either within the school grounds itself or in the local community. We've seen some really good examples of that. Seen things like where people live beside the sea, and down in Galway, of course, they can do beach cleans, and they look maybe more at marine life. We've also seen a lot of projects come in around food and on trying to, I suppose, grow your own food as well. A real range of different initiatives, things like eco art and design, where people have gone and linked in with the local, a local shop, and get offcuts of materials, and have created their own little eco enterprise, actually, with little bags and all of that, which has been amazing as well. So it's, for us, the Young Environmentalist Awards, it's really about young people and being really creative. So it's an opportunity. We have a 6 steps program that they can follow. So this is basically a framework that they can follow to do a project. So that's really just about groups coming together. They select the issue that's of interest to them. They come up with some sort of a solution. They then take action on that, and then they raise awareness, and then they reflect on what they've learned. So that's the six-step process. And they basically can follow this. But it's really about, we want to encourage, apart from that, we don't have any kind of other rules, really. It's about them being really creative and allowing that space for them to come up with these creative solutions. And that's what I suppose is really fantastic with the Young Environmentalist Awards. And it's really fantastic that, you know, we see these projects and these young people doing so much around the country every year. And it's really about highlighting all of that.
Now, Eco-UNESCO, you're Ireland's leading environmental education youth organisation. And the awards are just one part of the work you do to educate young people on environmentalism and protecting the planet.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our Young Environmentalist Awards is probably one of our biggest programs, in that we run it. It's all over the country, and it's in Northern Ireland as well. But absolutely, we do other projects and programs as well. We have a number of after-schools programs that we run. So we have a project called Youth for Sustainable Development. And that's about running, we run a program with young people around sustainability issues. And that's done in after schools, and we have it in a number of different locations in the country. And actually, one of the locations we have it currently is in Galway as well, and we're linking in with the university there, and we have volunteers based down in Galway to support that programme. So that's another one of the initiatives. We also deliver workshops within schools all over the country. So we have a whole range of different workshops that we deliver. You know, things like fast fashion, we look at biodiversity, we look at climate change and climate action. And then also we have student council training. So we will go into schools and work with student councils and really try to sort of build leadership and peer education skills within student councils, so that they can basically then work with other young people in the schools as well. We also have transition year programs that we deliver. So we have a number of those that we can deliver directly into schools. But we established, during COVID, we developed an Eco Academy, which is on our website, ecounesco.ie. And the Eco Academy is basically has got online training courses and online workshops. So we have a number of different modules that are available online, and our Young Environmentalist Awards 6 Steps, for example, framework is available for young people to go on and take that program. And actually, that is free. We offer that for free for any young person who wants to do it. So yeah, we have a whole range of programs that are really all about building environmental awareness in young people in particular, and then also in educators and teachers and those that work with young people as well.
Mm. Is the hope that they'll then grow up and take that attitude with them into the later stages of their life?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have examples and of lots of young people who've come through our programs and who've gone on to, you know, get involved in the whole, even from a career perspective, do environmental sciences or get involved in the political or policy making side of things. Or they get involved as educators themselves and environmental educators. You know, so we have had young people who come through the programs and just basically get a you know, they sometimes, I mean, sometimes they come into us and they're really interested in environmental issues. And that's what they're, you know, that's their first love. But sometimes we work with young people and they're not that interested. You know, they're kind of come along because maybe their friends are there. But by the end of the thing, by the end of the program, by the end of the course, a lot of them have basically become really interested and want to go on and do something else. So we have found that we've had young people who come in and say to us, like, I was never interested in this, and now I really want to do something in my career in the future. So, you know, it's interesting, the journey, I suppose, at the starting point of young people and then where they go. But absolutely the idea and the plan, you know, and not, you know, with young people is that, you know, you work with them and you encourage them and you motivate them. And I suppose then they go and they can decide themselves what they want to do and make those choices that they want to make themselves, you know. And often, yeah, they'll take this environmental, I suppose it's just basic environmental awareness. So what we call, I suppose, you know, eco-literacy, it's having an understanding of nature, I suppose, and the natural world and how it works. And then also how our actions impact on the natural world, but then also how our actions can actually protect the natural world as well. And so you're trying to embed, I suppose, in pro-environmental or environmentally friendly practices with young people as well.
Now, finally, for young people in Galway who want to enter the Eco UNESCO Young Environmentalist Awards 2024, how do they do that and when's the deadline?
Yeah, they can go onto our website. So we have a website, ecounesco.ie. So it's ecounesco.ie. And that's /Young Environmentalist Awards. Or they can go on to yea.ie. So both of those bring you to the same place. And you can go on there and just register your interest. And even at this stage, I mean, even if you have young people are listening and you're not really sure about what you want to do, I would just go on and, register your interest to do it, do the project. We can then get in touch and there's lots of supports and ideas that are there. The deadline for registration is the 24th of November, so it's the end of November. And so there's actually a good lot of time to register your interest with us. And then the project submission deadline is the end of February next year. Then after February, we will have the regional EcoDens, which take place in March, April. So we'll be hosting one of those in Galway again next year. And then we have our annual showcase and award ceremony taking place in May of next year. And that's generally quite a big event where we have over 1,000 young people coming together and they're showcasing all of the projects that they've done. And so it's a really exciting day. And of course, this next year is going to be big because we've got our 25 years. We're celebrating that as well. So just to register, deadline is the end of November and the project submission is the end of February.
All right, Elaine Nevin, the National Director of Eco UNESCO, thank you for joining us on Ars to Protect.
Thanks a million.
And that is all from this week's edition of Ars to Protect. Join us next Thursday at 11:30 for more environmental programming.
Ars to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info.